Well, we've been hearing a lot from institutions of higher education in Illinois over the course of the budget impasse, how affected they've been. I think that they're in a difficult position sometimes. They're the recipient of state funding. They also want to project strength to potential students. So I'm not sure they can always articulate fully and freely the impacts that they're feeling. But at this point, we've heard some pretty serious remarks from a lot of them, and we've seen them take pretty serious actions as far as laying off staff, in some cases even closing the school for a few days. So we wanted to look into that and just use enrollment, which is only one of the many factors you can look at for university. But we wanted to use enrollment to kind of see how our schools compare to those in other states and just provide some context on that.
And so what was the comparison? What did you find when you looked at that?
Well, we found that our large schools, our flagship schools, they're experiencing modest increases in enrollment over the past couple of years, in the past 5 years. And that is on trend with some other states. Some other states have experienced higher and some lower. But we looked at the most highly populated U.S. states, and those larger institutions are experiencing some growth. So we can call our larger institutions sort of on trend with other highly populated states. The difference that we really saw was in the mid-sized schools and the small schools. We looked at California, New York, Texas, and Florida, and the mid-sized schools in all of those states were experiencing gains up to 5% over the last 2 years in enrollment, whereas our schools were experiencing losses of 7% on average. So, you know, it's hard to say exactly one reason why that would be happening, but we also saw that our small schools, while other states were experiencing trends up enrollment growth up to 8% over the past couple of years, our schools experienced decreases of about 10%.
And when we talk mid-size and smaller schools, we're talking about SIU, we're talking about Northern, Western, Eastern, Chicago State, of course, those types of schools, Governor State. Those are the ones that fall into that category. Now, in some of those cases, I know that enrollment has been dropping for years. So it goes beyond just what we're talking about with a budget impasse. So this is maybe a bigger problem. Is the budget impasse just impacting this further?
Well, that's what we're looking at, a five-year change in enrollment for all of the schools. And we did find that for some of the midsize and small schools, they had been experiencing enrollment decline over the past 5 years. So it's easy to you know, think that perhaps the budget impasse has accelerated that, but it's hard to say exactly why enrollment numbers change. I just think we want to provide that data sort of for the schools to comment on, but also for, you know, voters and residents of Illinois to understand the trends that are happening in higher education.
And I know some people think that maybe not having money at a school is maybe forcing some layoffs and forcing classes to be canceled, but it's having a bigger impact than that, isn't it? I mean, there are some students, and we've heard from those over the last many months, saying that they're looking to go elsewhere, go out of state possibly to school, because they're concerned whether or not some of these programs will continue at these schools.
Well, I think that one thing we want to look at further and has been the topic of much discussion are MAP grants in the state, and that's public funds that students can obtain to attend a school in Illinois. Over the course of the budget impasse, many of those MAP grants have not been met by the state, or, you know, schools were unable to cover the difference. And some students have literally slipped through the cracks and have had to unenroll or leave their school maybe in the middle of their degree. And I think if there's the fear of that happening, of course students are going to want to pursue other options because they want stability and they want to know that their future is stable.
What's the bigger message that's being sent, do you believe, by seeing these enrollment declines, seeing this underfunding of higher education in the state of Illinois?
Well, we just want to continue to beat the drum as this budget impasse continues seemingly in perpetuity. We don't want to forget the impacts that this may be having on our higher education, our social services, a lot of things that many Illinois residents really depend on, and our economy depends on. So we want to provide information that can help people continue to have this conversation and hopefully force the issue as we have this continuing gubernatorial election. We'll have many House and Senate elections in the coming year. We just want to talk about the issues that matter, and I think stability and a budget for Illinois is something that we're never going to stop talking about.
And I did want to ask you again, we talked about this earlier, but comparing them to some other states, the smaller and mid-sized schools seem to be actually gaining enrollment on a percentage basis in other states at a higher percentage than the larger schools. And so Illinois is just missing out on that trend?
Yeah, in California and Texas, the small schools, so schools with less than 10,000 students, are actually growing in enrollment faster than larger mid-sized schools in that state. In New York and Florida, they were experiencing small declines over the last 2 years in small schools. Mid-sized schools were growing at about the same rate as large schools. So, you know, there may be a trend that we're not able to capitalize on here in Illinois. I think that small and mid-sized schools, they also tend to serve sort of specific populations or specific areas, and it's really important to have that resource available for students in those areas.